Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. I hope you do have your hard hat on. We're going to be talking about capital for you, the industrial professionals, the companies that want to expand, grow. You'll need capital. And that's what this series is all about with Keith McCaslin. We're going to be talking how to get that money, because that's important for you. To be a success in the future, you need money, not only just from sales, you need it to expand your business. So thank you again. Let's get the show on the road. And once again, thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You guys are special to me out there. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're going to continue this particular series in finding capital, because I know that when I was running a company, and as I always run companies, you always need capital. You need to have that in your back pocket. If you want to expand your business, you need to figure that out. That is a strategy that you need to deploy, and you need to deploy yesterday. And so we're going to continue on. This is the same thread. Now, the last podcast, we talked about getting your credit, right? Okay, there's solutions, strategies out there. That was communicated by Keith McCaslin. And we've got Keith on the Zoom call today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about unsecured business industrial loans. Did I get that right there, Keith?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did I get the industrial? Was it before or after? I can't remember where we put the industrial. Because I'm just going, I know I have to slip industrial in there, because that's what this is all about.
So, that's the focus.
So anyway, we did talk a little bit about getting your credit. Now, you listeners out there, you need to recognize that, get that taken care of. It's not that big deal. It's not a big pain. Just do it. Okay? And then we can start then progressing into these unsecured industrial loans that I think are incredibly, I mean, when we start going down the details associated with it, you'll be pleasantly surprised, okay? Okay, hey Keith, so let's start down that road. What are we talking about when we start talking about unsecured industrial loans?
Hey, thanks, Scott. And you're right, it's a building block process, because our last conversation we talked about, you know, getting your credit right. And most business owners, when they approach, you know, a lender, it's typically for a secured loan, which means what, you're giving up a personal guarantee, you're securing it with some assets. Today we're going to talk about the unsecured industrial business loan. And it's for amounts up to, you know, $500,000, which is a big number. So, you know,
that is a big number. That's pretty substantial. You can change a business in a big way there.
Absolutely. You know, for a business who needs working capital, whether it be for, you know, expansion, you know, inventory, receivables, or perhaps cash is tight, you need to make payroll this week, having that unsecured loan, and remember last time we talked a little bit about the old term dry powder, we've mentioned that before in the past, but you need to have some dry powder in a business, and dry powder really means excess availability of cash to tap into when that rainy day hits and you need it. One of the key things, though, with this unsecured loan, before we even get started, and which ties back to our last conversation, is even though the personal credit is not weighted heavily in this process as much as the viability of your business is, you must have a credit score that is above 600. That's a key.
And is that 600 and above, or above 600 period?
Yeah, 600 and above.
Got it. And then once again, it ties right back into just get that credit taken care of.
Exactly. Good. You know, if you talk about, like I said, the business availability weighs more on this loan. So what do they look at? You know, they want to make sure that you're in business at least 2 years. 2 years plus is kind of the minimum. Anything less than 2 years, you know, we really need to have you wait until you get 2 years of business in. And annual revenue of only $100,000. Those are the two initial business criteria.
That's not much at all.
That's not much at all.
From a revenue perspective, right?
No. Nope.
That's the top of the line. That's not even, I mean, geez, just $100K.
$100K, but don't forget, these loans, these unsecured loans, can range from $50,000 to $500,000. So your revenue is going to help dictate, you know, the size of the loan also. So you got to make sure that you've got good business viability and you've got some revenue to support the loan.
And I want to interrupt real quick, Keith, sure. because I think that would be a great topic to discuss, because if we're still trying to create that capital and the opportunity to get the capital for your business, that whole conversation about viability, I think, is a really important one for our industrial listeners.
Yeah, and some of that you'll find as we go through our discussion today is going to go back to as they look at your business. Right. And like I said, the best thing about this, it's unsecured. You know, so they're going to look at making sure you're over $100,000, but that can justify you from a loan from, sorry, a 50K to 500K. And you say, okay, what are the rates? Well, again, the rates change all the time with the Fed, but right now the loans are at 4.99% starting, which is really, I think, an attractive rate.
Very, very much so. And of course, that rate is also, it fluctuates depending on the discount rate or what?
Yeah, the Fed discount rate. Also, it's going to fluctuate the term of the loan. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do term loans for as short as 6 months, 12 months, you know, 18 months, or even up to 5 years, depending on the need and what you want. And as you well know, I don't care if you go to buy a car or whatever you want to buy, rates are going to change with duration, you know.
Let me ask you this real quick as a question. Let's say I get a loan and I lock in 6 months.
Yep.
I don't use it. Because I'm using it as sort of dry powder. What is the general process after that? It's like, okay, 6 months is up and I haven't touched it.
You haven't touched it? You know, typically your loans are going to expire or the lenders may have a chance to renew it at that point. Okay. So it's just going to depend on your need at the time.
Good.
Okay. But I mean, typically you see someone who does get a loan, they're using it, they're in and out. You know, they're using it as they need it, you know, paying it down.
Got it.
And usually there's a purpose for it. Let's say that.
Good deal. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit. Okay, you had me at 5.99%. I like that.
4.99, Scott. Four.
Jeez. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at the notes too, and I still got it wrong. 4.99, and you had me at unsecured. So what do I need? What documentation are we looking at?
You know, there's about eight different items you need to have. And I think the thing that trips people most up is just making sure they get their ducks in a row, get all their documentation put together. So here's the list of information. We need you to have you complete a lender application. You know, no matter what you do in life, you got to fill out an application. So built a lending application with all the pertinent information about your business. That's number one. Number two, provide complete copies of the last 2 years of your business tax returns. Now, a lot of people stumble on that because they'll maybe just copy the first page, the first couple pages. The lenders want to see the whole package. If there's 60 pages to your business tax return, they want all 60 pages, right? You know, whatever it might be, just as an example.
Right.
The third thing is 6 months of your business bank statements. Again, another tripping point. People may just shoot a copy of their first page, not the entire statement. And lenders are kind of persnickety. They want to make sure that we've got all the pages for all 6 months, you know, for evaluation. Also, your business tax license and your EIN. What's your EIN? That's your federal employee identification number. Yep. You know, so make sure we've got that on file. You also need to pull and provide a copy of your articles of organization, as well as the last 2 months of your utility bills for the business. And finally, the last two items we're going to look at is the driver's license, a photocopy of both sides. Now, one thing I would recommend at this point is we got to make sure all four corners of the driver's license are legible. They can be seen. A lot of people like to throw them on a scanner and scan them, but quite frankly, it's better if you use your smartphone, take a photo of that front and back of the driver's license, because right, that it's much more clear, and the lenders like to be able to see that. They want to make sure that they're dealing with the person that who's applying for the loan. And finally, a copy of your social security card. Same thing, front and back. Take a picture with your phone versus do a scan of it. And that's it. You submit all that in and we can close it once it's been reviewed in 10 days or less.
See, but for me personally, and I've been on this the other side of that, I want somebody else to handle it. I want somebody to, not me, I want that individual, that entity, to make sure that I do all of the documentation steps correctly and I'm not wasting my time. Is that what you guys provide?
We do. We help walk you through it, make sure we've got a back office staff that'll make sure that as you submit all your information, if there's any issues, let's say as an example, you cut a corner off the driver's license, the photo. We'll get right back to you and say, hey, just shoot us a copy of that. We're putting together your credit file. And once it's in, you know, we're your one-stop shop. We take care of it and go out there and get the lender for you and help you get your money.
And see, what's fascinating to me is the fact that if I put all this together and all the stuff that, and you guys have reviewed it and you put it into a package, you're looking at possibly, best case scenario, 10 days of closing.
Best case, almost worst case. We can a lot of times close faster. You get the information in, you know, once we have it ready to go, typically it's 10 days and we're done.
All right. So what we're going to be talking about, here's the next topic that we're going to be talking about is what, Keith?
Next topic we're going to talk about is equipment leasing. I mean, and why is equipment leasing important to a business? Because let's say you go and get this unsecured business loan. You need that for, you know, your dry powder. You may need it for payroll. You may need it for some inventory, but you don't want to use that cash for leasing. So if you need to expand and because your business is growing and buy some new equipment leasing is probably the best route for you to go because you're not using all of your capital to go out and purchase it. You're using the leasing company's capital and you're paying it monthly. And what does it do? It's an expense on your income statement, right?
Right.
Lowers your net income, lowers your taxable liability.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. Hey, you listeners out there, you Industrial Talk listeners, I'm going to have all this information posted out on this particular podcast. It is definitely the 8 steps on the documentation, sort of that, sort of the parameters associated with it and what you need from a background perspective. That'll all be out there on the Industrial Talk podcast specific to this particular interview. And then once again, we're going to be talking about equipment leasing and all of the other stuff that's associated with it, because what we're trying to do is, per Keith's point, we're building blocks. We're creating some building blocks associated with getting the capital for you to be successful in your business and create that legacy. And you're going to have to expand that business, and you will need capital associated with that. Keith, can't wait for the next interview. I'm telling you right now, I'm enjoying these conversations. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast.
Scott, thank you. And all of your industrial people out there, hey, this is the place to go, Midas Financial, for your unsecured industrial business loans.
There it is, baby. Hey, you listeners out there, we're going to continue to sort of bridge it. You stay tuned. We're going to figure out how to get a hold of Keith and all the other wonderful things about Midas. And you just stick tuned. Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
As an industrial professional myself, I was always passionate about sales, marketing, branding, expanding the marketplace for my company. That's what the Industrial Talk platform is all about. It's about you, the industrial company, the industrial professional, and your legacy. Increasing sales, gaining greater exposure on what you do and how you and your company changes the world. Go out to industrialtalk.com. That's industrialtalk.com. Contact me. Let's have a conversation to see how we can work with you on improving your bottom line and that you can be a part of an ever-growing network of industrial companies focused on expanding and growing and leaving a legacy. I hope to hear from you soon, and be safe out there. All right, you Industrial Talk podcast listeners, that you know his name. His name is Keith McCaslin, and you can get a hold of him at keith@midas-financial.com. That's keith@midas-financial.com. And he's got all this great supporting documentation, so you need to go out to industrialtalk.com. You need to look for his podcast. And that podcast is going to be under Unsecured Industrial Loan. And you get all of the steps associated with securing. And you know what? Don't do this alone. Keith is a great professional, and he will help you big time, to be able to get the capital, get the money you need to expand, to remove that volatility from your financial structure in a way that is beneficial to you. You need to get a hold of Keith McCaslin at Midas Financial. And thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You know this platform is dedicated to you. Everything that we produce, all the content that we push out, is specific to your success. And we want you to be a success because you industrial company, industrial professional, are changing the world, and you need this content. So thank you very much. And you know, as always, that's right. You need to be safe. To change the world, you need to be around and you need to be safe. So be safe out there. And thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be back with another great podcast really soon. Stay tuned.